Proclamation number 5755 of 26th of August, 1953. At the end of the earth gate to the spiritual realm closed. You all live to enter through the gate of eternity after the death of your body, yet it is only open until the end of this earth in order to then close for a long time. You will only understand this when you know that the soul can also continue to mature in the kingdom of the beyond, but that it is also possible to sink into the deepest abyss, which then results in a banishment into solid matter again. Now at the end of this earth, this banishment of the spiritual being in the deep takes place, which stands in spiritual death in the kingdom of the beyond as well as on earth. Therefore can no longer awaken to life through change of will. The will of these souls is so hardened that it could only be broken through coercion, but this is not intended in God's plan of salvation. Instead, a renewed binding of the will can only bring about a change of will after an infinitely long time. This point in time has now come with the end of the old earth where the separation of spirits takes place, where people who are completely opposed to God, who have become true devils, and also the worst beings of darkness will be bound in matter again, while the people striving towards God will finally still have to go through a purification fire of their souls in order to then be able to enliven the new earth as spiritually mature people again, thus not entering the kingdom of the beyond as spiritual beings. For the new earth shall be populated with spiritually mature people who are in closest contact with God and therefore will already be transferred to paradise on earth as compensation for the extremely difficult end time, since they have proven their loyalty to God. Yet countless people still alive on earth who have deserved neither the height nor the depth, who have not yet descended into the kingdom of darkness and yet would not pass the final test of faith either, but who still have the prospect of attaining the light in the kingdom of the beyond. Whom God's love and mercy therefore calls upon even before the end of earth in the knowledge of their spiritual state, their weakness and their will. Hence they will still find entrance into the kingdom of the beyond and can blissfully praise themselves for the last service of love on this earth, which God proves to them by ending their physical life, for they are not irretrievably lost, nor will they have to fear a descent into the abyss in the beyond because many satanic beings will be bound again and therefore the struggle of these souls in the spiritual kingdom will no longer be as difficult as before. But with the end of the old earth the time of rest will come, and the battle between light and darkness will be over for a long time. Satan is put in chains. He can no longer harass the people on earth who, in most peaceful harmony with each other and in most blissful union with God, radiate such light that the beings in the spiritual kingdom also enjoy this light and descend incomprehensibly fast. So that the souls in the beyond can also maintain contact with the people on earth because their will to reach God is obvious. It is an epoch of peace on earth as well as in the spiritual kingdom, which will indeed be replaced again by a time of silent struggle and wrestling of the beings of light for souls which allow themselves to be captured by matter again, until finally Satan himself is liberated by people who only strive for what belongs to Satan. Who desire the earthly world again with all their senses and forget God about it. Yet he has lost countless souls in the time of peace. Countless souls have eternally returned to their Father. And his power will diminish from one redemption period to the next until he himself will also allow himself to be redeemed in order to return home to the Father's house as a prodigal son. Amen.